After years of pandemic, we've talked a lot recently about the value of figuring out which viruses can be detected in our wastewater.
It turns out it's a lot more challenging to detect active bacteria, in part just because there are so many different species and strains.
And now, says senior author Jen Dione, professor of material science and engineering at Stanford, they've developed a new, quicker way to figure it out, and it actually uses similar technology to an old inkjet printer, if you can believe that.
I think it's kind of a cool project because it took kind of something old, namely inkjet technology, but moved it to the point where basically all of the droplets that were coming out of the printer could contain just a few cells in them.
And they use those droplets, she explains, to create unique digital codes of sorts for each type of bacteria so they can be found again. Identifying what is in these samples usually takes 1 to 3 days, but this process can be done in minutes. That's obviously helpful when we talk about tracking bacteria that make us sick and treating it.
And I think it's especially important in determining the antibiotic susceptibility. Right now, the CDC estimates that about a third to half of all patients are unnecessarily treated with antibiotics or are treated with the wrong type or dose.
And that can create more drug-resistant bacteria. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.